Chapter 3, The End Times Script. If you want to know what happened yesterday, read the newspaper. If you want to know what happened today, listen to the evening news. If you want to know what will happen tomorrow, read the Bible. Anonymous. I like the story of the man who approaches a beach and sees a woman in the water with a huge shark fin bearing down on her. Panicked, he yells, "Shark! Shark!" But the people sitting on the beach in chairs don't move. Nobody does anything. Thinking they can't hear him, he sprints toward the beach, keeps hollering, and wildly waves his arms. As he gets closer to the beach, he sees a man sitting in a chair with the word "director" on the back. He'd come upon the scene of a movie shoot. What had looked to him like danger and chaos was all under the control of a director. It's often the same for us. We look at this world and see mounting chaos and confusion and are tempted to panic. As someone has observed, there are 3 days a week that we have no control over: yesterday, today, and tomorrow. But we have to remember it's all under the control of a divine director. He wrote the script. He's calling the shots, and he's directing every detail so that it will all play out as he has planned. Nothing happening in our world takes God by surprise. There's never any panic in heaven. The Trinity never has to meet in emergency session. God has it all under control. My favorite word in biblical prophecy is a name for God in the book of Revelation: the Almighty. The English word "Almighty" is a translation of the Greek word "pantokrator," which literally means to have everything in your hands or to have your hands on everything. God Almighty is the one who has his sovereign hands on everything, including the future of this universe and your future. He's directing everything in accordance with his eternal purposes. Preview of coming attractions. To make sure we have our bearings before we get into the specifics of the Blood Moon's prophecy, I want to take you on a flyover, a view from 30,000 feet, of the future prophetic landscape presented in Scripture.